She was calling now? He glanced over the crowd, then looked back at the girl.
Where?
He yelled so she could hear him. On the bridge! Nerves strung tight, he followed her through the rowdy group. When they reached the bridge, he waved a hello at the captain and crew manning the massive recovery vessel, set his beer on the counter, and took a deep breath as he looked at the sat phone the girl pointed to. Shit. What was he going to say to her? Memories bombarded him. The way she'd laughed in the sun, the sound of her sweet voice whispering naughty words in his ear, her mesmerizing smile, which had always felt like a punch to the gut every time she'd turned it his way. Their time together had been short, but the kind that stayed with you long years later. Even now, he thought of her at the most obscure times, when he was running the airlift underwater, excavating a wreck, when he was dragging on his fins and wetsuit mask on the side of the boat, when he was lying in bed, staring up at the ceiling, wishing like hell he could fall asleep. Stupid, he knew. They'd both moved on, and he wouldn't go back even if he could. But the past had a way of doing that, haunting you until you wanted to run all over again. He knew that better than most. Sweat broke out on his forehead, and tingles shot up and down his spine. He stared at the phone, afraid to pick it up, afraid not to pick it up. Why the hell was she contacting him now? Don't be a pussy. He wiped his sweaty palm on his bare chest and reached for the phone. Layton.
It's been a long time, my friend.
Patrick Hudson. The air leaked out of Thad's lungs. He wasn't sure if he should be disappointed or relieved. Yeah, it has been. While Thad hadn't spoken to Patrick in just as long, irritation won out over any other emotion. Marin's father wasn't someone he ever planned to talk to again. He tightened his fingers around the cigar still in his hand and turned to look out the bridge's windows.
What's up? I need you. Yeah, right. I'm a little busy right now. You won't be once you hear what I have to say. In a moment, you won't care about anything else.
I seriously doubt that.
I don't.
Smug victory laced through Patrick's words, a victory that put Thad on instant alert.
Son,
Patrick said before Thad could ask what the hell was going on.
I did it. I found her. It's time to go back to the Yucatan.
Call me urgent. Marin Hudson eyed the multi-lit wall panel as the elevator came to a stop and her father's cryptic text message ran through her head for the 100th time. It was just like Patrick to give no hint what urgent meant, but she had a sinking suspicion whatever it was couldn't be good. And just the thought was enough to ruin her entire day. The elevator door opened with a ping. She stepped off the steel contraption, her heels clicking along the slate floor as she moved onto the main level of the Outland Hotel. Though she didn't feel overly chipper, she forced a smile for the young couple dressed in white terry robes, holding hands outside the door, waiting for their ride. Newlyweds. You could always spot the newlyweds. They had that jovial, over-eager, get-me-to-my-room-as-fast-as-possible look on their faces. And in Marin's current mood, she wanted nothing to do with them. Steeling her nerves for the day ahead, she moved into the lobby, glanced up at the front desk as she rounded the corner, and forced that smile again at Melinda behind the counter. An array of guests waited to check in. Her gaze surveyed the area, checking to make sure everything was flowing smoothly. It was. It always did. It was her job to make sure the hotel ran as efficiently as possible. Not that it needed her. The old, rustic, lodge-style hotel was a mainstay in the San Juan Islands. People came from all over the world to experience the breathtaking Pacific Northwest views, to sample the world-class cuisine, to catch a glimpse of the whales that migrated through the sound, and to relax in the hotel's renowned hot springs. Today was no exception. They were packed to the gills.